Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm the host of Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy that airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And it used to be said that in polite society, the three topics which one avoided at dinner conversations were sex, politics, and religion. Since we've already dealt at great length with both sex and politics on this show, it was only natural that eventually we would get around to religion. And in assembling this show, I found that there was enough really good material on the subject of religion to last for three or four shows, but we were going to limit it to two this week, and next week we'll be listening to all sorts of comedy having to do with religion. And a few interesting things cropped up. I found very little comedy having to do with the Jewish religion. I found a lot having to do with Jewish culture and things like that, but very little to do with the actual rites and practices of the Jewish religion. On the other hand, I found lots and lots of stuff having to do with Catholicism. I guess they're an easy target, but at any rate, I just hope that no one is offended by the skew of the routines that we'll be listening to over the next 2 weeks. I also hope no one is offended at all. This is all in fun, and I speak on behalf of the comedians that created this material. I'm sure it was mainly all in fun. So let's start off with a brief excerpt from Robin Williams' devastating impression of Ernest Angley, and then we will go from that into Burns and Schreiber with their classic routine about the Reverend Holy Moly. And from there, God only knows.
Thank you, brother. I'll be right there. Don't you go away. We're going to heal you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise Jessel that we're all here together. Welcome to Reverend Ernest Angry's Disco Temple of Comedy. We're all here tonight because we believe that the spirit of comedy can help us. I know it can. Now, dear child, you've come so close because you want to be healed, don't you? Give me your hand, and I know you can walk without that chair. You can do it. Give me your hand. Wait, but first we touch you first with the magic words of comedy. Take my wife, please. Come on up. She did it.
This is the lighthouse of the air. The lighthouse of the air. You listen and listen.
Job's wife came running to Job, said, Job, your children are dead. You ought to curse your God instead of praising him. Instead, he said, woman. He said, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. You do not talk like my woman, because the Lord God giveth, and the Lord God taketh away. Hallelujah be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah be his name. My friends, this is your good friend, the Reverend Moley.
Holy Moley.
Inviting you all to join us here, and I cannot tell you how good it makes me feel to see so many Christian faces here in our prayer tent tonight. As you know, we are now going into our 10th consecutive year on the air with our combined faith healing and Christian crusade against communism. Now, God cannot win this battle against the atheistic communistic conspiracy without your help. God needs your financial aid in this struggle against the communists. God needs your help. God knows God needs your help. My friends, my program, The Word of Truth, is broadcast to 150 stations throughout the United States and Canada. And of course, I need your financial aid to continue this battle against the atheistic communistic conspiracy. So we ask you to send whatever you can, be it a penny, a dime, or a dollar, to Kill a Commie for Christ, Box 224. Box 224, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You do it today, you'll feel better for it tomorrow. Hear, my friend? My friends, we have with us this week, as we do every week, many poor, unfortunate, handicapped individual Christian brothers. Good Lord has seen fit to strike them down during Passover. Why, we do not know. But we do know this, my friends, that if they believe, if Jesus is in their heart, then I can and will cure them here tonight. All I have asked is that you give your heart to Jesus. The first one who does will receive 2,500 clean stamps. All right, now. May I have my first poor unfortunate? Will you please step right out here? You have nothing to be afraid of now. You are in the tent of the Lord, and you tell us what is your problem.
Oh, Lord, my dumb...
All right, son, you talk to me. I talk to the Lord. All right, now you...
My thumb, she's immobile. Like
an immobile thumb, my friends. Immobility. How many times have we heard that tiresome phrase?
Three times.
All right, now don't fool around. This is air time. All right, now. Hold it out there. Tell me now, Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Yes, I am.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
I do.
All right, then come with me. Hold on. Oh, Lord, if you hear. Oh, Lord, this is your good friend, the Reverend Moley, coming to you over WWW in West Virginia. Now, Lord. Lord, we have a boy here tonight who has himself a mobile thumb. He has been unable to move that thumb since childbirth. Lord, I ask you to grant this boy mobility. Lord, I ask you to cure him as I say those two great words.
Say them, Reverend.
Jesus, heal!
Amen!
A little more faith, a little more faith. Put some money in the pot on the way out, my friends. He was not cured because Jesus was not in his heart. Why was he not cured?
Why was he not cured?
You heard his accent. He came up from godless Cuba. This spit comes up here and wants God to cure him. My friends, God will not cure those spits. They won't let Jesus in the Havana Hilton.
For shame.
And until they do, I'm not curing spit one. All right, now. My friends, I am the word of truth.
Amen.
I will tell you things the government dares not tell you.
Tell us.
The government says to me, hush up. They say, hush up, Reverend Moley.
For shame.
I will not hush up. I will speak the truth. I will tell you what the government dares not tell you.
Tell us.
The government says you will not accept the truth. I say you will.
Tell us.
You know what's happening in the state of Florida?
Tell us.
All right. Giant frogs are eating people in Florida. Giant communist frogs are devouring people. And they are devouring whole towns in Florida. And if you think I'm lying, when was the last time anyone here got a call from Tampa? All right, you think about that, my friends. My friends, I say these are godless, atheistic frogs bred in communist Cuba. I say Castro breeds them, and then in the dead of night, he ships them over to Dade County to hang around the Fountain Blue Hotel. Now, people say to me, how do you know this?
How do you know?
There's one. All right. Now, we know these frogs come from godless Cuba. We have photographs of a large number of Cuban refugees arriving in this country with warts. More than that. More than that, my friends, we have with us tonight a gentleman who is living proof. He's going to give us mute testimony in an oral way to what he saw. He has come up here from Dade County, Miami Beach Hotel Fountain Blue, at his own expense and a great personal loss, and he is going to tell us what he saw and what he heard in his own Christian words.
The first day I got there.
What's the matter?
Are you one of us?
I'm a convert.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all right. That's quite all right. I understand that he was, too. All right, man. You go ahead.
I heard that.
All right, man.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I was sitting behind, you know, by the pool in the back on the sun deck, and suddenly I heard an obnoxious sound.
A terrible sound.
A godless sound.
A godless sound that rent the air. Now, would you reproduce the hideous sound of the communist frog for us here tonight? Would you reproduce that sound?
Really?
Oh, my God. I've never heard anything like that. Not a little louder. I want them all to hear that. Read, eat, my friends. There it is, my friends. If you ever hear that sound in your neighborhood, I want you to squash it, kill it, get
yes,
a gun,
kill it,
burn
murder
it, destroy it. Kill
wait
that
a minute,
sound.
Wait, it might be me explaining to people.
God can't take that chance. Now, what did you do? What did you do? You heard that sound. What did you do?
I turned to where my wife, Boita, was diving off. She loves to dive, a big woman. She was diving off the top board, and she was halfway down in a beautiful cannonball. And suddenly, a gigantic tongue whipped out, grabbed her, sucked her into the biggest froggy mouth I ever saw in my life.
A communist frog!
Definitely, I recognize the uniform.
There you are! All right, now, did you go to her aid?
I tell you, I went... And I haven't been able to move the hand since.
God penalized him. God said, I will use this boy as an example. God said that. I didn't. All right, now hold it up there. Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Lately.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
I do.
Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb?
I can't even imagine.
No,
it's pretty weird. Washing the blood of a lamb.
We don't do it. It sounds good. Once in a while, you'll get a few.
Not you, buddy. No.
That's all right. Hold it up there now. As long as you believe that.
From the bottom.
All right. Yeah. All right. Hold it. Hold on. Oh, Lord, look here. Oh, Lord, he has a twisted left hand. Lord, he is sorry. Oh, Lord, I believe he is sorry and penitent. And, Lord, I ask you now to please, in front of all my witnesses, Lord, to please make that one hand like the other. Lord, I beg of you, make that one hand like the other. Lord, please make that one hand like the other.
Something's happened.
Oh, my God, he did.
Wait a minute. You got the wrong hand here.
I tell you, that bugs me when that happens. I mean, come on, Lord, shape up. Our last poor unfortunate of the evening is a face that is familiar to many of you. He was with us last week. He was not cured, but through your cards and letters, you voted him most popular, and so he is back again. You come right up here now. You have nothing to be afraid of. You come right up here now. Here he is. All right. There you go.
I'd like to thank everybody who voted for me.
That's all right. We'll see if we can't get that big boat in the sky. All right, now. You tell us. You tell us what is your problem.
I got these tight shoes. Oh, holy moly, I'm a mess.
All right, now, here we go. Now, you tell us now, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you, boy, do you believe?
You got your finger on my ear. That's the good one, you
know.
Yes,
all right. Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Yes, I am.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
Yes, I do.
Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb?
That's right, everything.
All right. Then come with me. Oh, Lord, looky here. Oh, Lord, hear me now. Lord, I know that we only have a few moments of your precious air time left. But, Lord, I ask you now, oh, Lord, to use me, Lord. I ask you to use me, Lord. I ask you to send down the electricity of the Holy Ghost, oh, Lord. I ask you to use me, Lord. I ask you to straighten him, oh, Lord. I ask you to make him sound, oh, Lord. I ask you to straighten his mind. I ask you to straighten his arms. I ask you to straighten his back. I ask you to straighten him, oh, Lord. I ask you to make him a tall Christian in your army. Oh, Lord, I beg of you. Amen. A little more faith, my son. Put some money in the pot on the way out. We'll try again next week. Now, my friends, the gospel singer.
Reverend Moley, look, you did it. You cured me. I'm straight.
You both made it. Jesus Christ, it's a miracle.
In the seventh verse of the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis, "But my brother Esau is an hairy man, but I am a smooth man." My brother Esau is an hairy man, but I am a smooth man. Perhaps I can paraphrase that, say the same thing in a different way, by quoting you some words from that grand Old Testament prophet Nehemiah. Nehemiah 4:16. He said unto me, "What seest thou?" And I said, "Lo, I see the children of Bebai numbering 673, and I see the children of Asgard numbering 1,474. There come times in the lives of each and every one of us when we turn aside from our fellows and seek the solitude and tranquility of our own far soil. We put up our feet and put on our slippers and sit and stare into the fog. And I wonder, at such times, whether your thoughts turn, as mine do, to those words I've just read you now. We human beings are funny creatures. We never have time. We never have a minute to spare. We never have any time for contemplation. No time for meditation. But here, together tonight, we do have time. Time to look back down the broad acres of our lives and tot up the score in this great ledger of life. The debits and the credits. And perhaps the debits are more than the credits. Perhaps we've not done quite as well as we thought we'd done, but never mind. Because we're beginning again. As I was on my way here tonight, I arrived at the station, and by an oversight I happened to come out by the way one is supposed to go in. And as I was coming out, an employee of the railway company hailed me. "Hey, Jack," he shouted, "where do you think you are going?" That, at any rate, was the gist of what I said. You know, I was grateful to him. Because, you see, he put me in mind of the kind of question I felt I ought to be asking you here tonight. Where do you think you are going? Many, many years ago, when I was about as old as some of you are now, I went mountain climbing in Scotland with a very dear friend of mine. And there was this mountain, you see, and we decided to climb it. So, very early one morning, we arose and began to climb. All day, we climbed. Up and up and up. Higher and higher and higher. Until the valley lay very small below us. The mist of the evening began to come down. The sun to set. And when we reached the summit, we sat down to watch this most magnificent sight of the sun going down behind the mountain. And as we watched, my friend very suddenly and violently vomited. Some of us think life's a bit like that. But it isn't, you know. Life, it's rather like opening a tin of sardines. We're all of us looking for the key. Some of us think we found the key, don't we? We roll back the lid of the sardine tin of life. We reveal the sardines, the riches of life therein. We get them out. We enjoy them. But you know, there's always a little piece in the corner you can't get. I wonder, is there a little piece in the corner of your life? I know there is in mine. So now, I draw to a close. I want you, when you go out into the world, in times of trouble and sorrow and hopelessness and despair, amid the hooly-booly of modern life, if ever you're tempted to say, "Oh, stuff this for a lark," I want you then to turn for comfort to the words of my first text to you tonight. "But my brother Esau is a merry man, but I am a small man."
Things dull and dull. good evening.
It's a nice evening.
Yes, thank God.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry?
You said thank God and I said you're welcome.
Yes, but...
Oh, no, of course you couldn't be expected to recognise me in my present human manifestation, could you?
Well, who are you then?
I am God. Roland J. God.
I see your name is God.
Yes, my name is God because I am God. Don't be frightened, I shan't hurt you. I'm a merciful God. I could smite you with a plague of frogs if I wanted to. Smite, smite. But I don't want to.
That's very kind of you.
I could cause the earth to open up and swallow you if I wanted to, but I don't want to. That's
very, very kind of you.
I am a kind God. Would you like to worship me?
No, thank you. I'm waiting for a bus.
Would you like to have a quick worship while you're waiting? I mean, you could sacrifice a goat to me if you've got one about you. Or a virgin. Goat or a virgin, I'm not particular. I don't mind. I'm not a choosy God. Goat or virgin. I prefer virgin, but I don't mind.
I'm awfully sorry. I seem to have left my virgin in my other suit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you probably wasn't expecting to see me in my human manifestation, was you? You see, I thought I'd pop down in man's own image, have a shifty about and see what it was all like. You see, I created all this in my infinite mercy. I created the whole world.
I'm sure you did.
Yes, I am omnipotent, you know. That means all-powerful. I have power over all things. I am all-powerful, I am omnipotent. There is nothing I cannot do. I can level the mountains, I can turn the seas to Hall's tonic wine. There is nothing I cannot do. I am omnipotent. Lend me five, Bob.
I'm sorry?
I said, lend me five, Bob.
No, go away, certainly not.
I am God, and I'm ordering you to lend me five, Bob.
Push off.
All right. I shall smite you with a plague of frogs. I shall cause the earth to open up and swallow you.
All right, go on then.
All right. I don't want to, not just now. Half a pound.
No, certainly not. Go away.
I can cause you unbearable pain and exquisite eternal suffering.
All right, go on then.
Right. Ow! Ooh. And though it came to pass, even as I said...
Look, you've broken my umbrella. All right, I'll give you half a crown. Now go away.
Oh, no, it's gone up now.
See, why?
It's after 12 o'clock. It's Sunday, you see. It's my day of rest. I'm on double time.
All right. There's five bob. Now go away.
Oh, thank you. And lo, you shall be rewarded. I am a grateful God. I shall go with you, my son. Because I am a grateful God, I shall go with you unto your house. Yea, even into your spare bed shall I go with you. Yes, and I shall be with you all the days of your life, except in Fridays, because that's National Assistance Day. Can we go now, my child? And can we have a taxi, because I'm a tired God?
Taxi!
No doubt about it, I work in mysterious ways.
I was in San Francisco once, walking along the Golden Gate Bridge. And I saw this guy in the bridge about to jump. So I thought I'd try to stall him, detain him, long enough for me to put the film in. I said, "Don't jump," and he turns. You've heard of the Elephant Man. He was kind of like that. He had you could say he had the head of a horse. My heart went out to him. I said, "Why the long face?" He said, "Because all my life people have called me mean names like horse's head or flicka or chess piece or trigger." I said, "Well, don't worry about it, Ed." "It can't be that bad." He said, "My girlfriend's suing me." I said, "For Palomino?" He said, "Why was I put on this earth?" I said, "My friend, anywhere else you wouldn't stand a chance." He said, "Nobody loves me." I said, "God loves you, you silly ninny." He said, "How do you know there's a God?" I said, "Of course there's a God. Do you think that billions of years ago a bunch of molecules floating around at random could someday have had the sense of humor to make you look like that?" He said, "I do believe in God." I said, "Are you a Christian or a Jew?" He said, "A Christian." I said, "Me too. Protestant or Catholic?" He said, "Protestant." I said, "Me too. What franchise?" He says, Baptist. I said, me too. Northern Baptist or Southern Baptist? He says, Northern Baptist. I said, me too. Northern Conservative Baptist or Northern Liberal Baptist? He says, Northern Conservative Baptist. I said, me too. Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist or Northern Conservative Reformed Baptist? He says, Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist. I said, me too. Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Great Lakes Region or Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Eastern Region? He says, Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Great Lakes Region. I said, me too. Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1879 or Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1912? He says, Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1912. I said, die, heretic. And I pushed him over. Oh, I gotta go. Thanks for being my friends. Bye-bye.
Another big news story of the year concerned the Ecumenical Council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican rag. Processional, step into that small confessional. There, the guy who's got religion will tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican rag.
God, that's just so wonderful. Every time I hear that, I love it. Nice surprise to hear the Tom Lehrer interview broadcast this afternoon at 1 o'clock, by the way. I hope some of you that hadn't had a chance to hear that did get to hear it. Anyway, what we heard, we got to get out of here. We started off with a brief snippet of Robin Williams, and then we heard Jack Burns and Avery Schreiber from their album, The New Emerging Bigot. And then we heard the marvelous Alan Bennett, who is currently being seen as the author of A Private Function. And in his incarnation as a member of Beyond the Fringe, we heard Take a Pew. Then Monty Python, who else could have come up with that All Things Dull and Ugly song? And then Marty Feldman as God. And then Emo Phillips, a newcomer whom you've been hearing on those Dove ice cream bar commercials, talking about the various sects of religion, and ending with Tom Lehrer. Next week we'll have more of the same, featuring Lenny Bruce and all sorts of other things. So I hope you can join me then. I hope I didn't offend anybody this week, and I hope I don't offend anybody next week. But if I did, what can I do? Anyway, this is your host, Bob Glaster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.